Now that I'm sick, I'm going to eat some noodles, some egg, some. Because I was actually broke. I needed some care. So I laid down. She came in, looked at me from there. I didn't know why I looked at her. I was going to happen here. She came, looked at me. I was saying, Temi Bani, why? Looked at me, look. Shaka pakata. She got all those steps right. Those healing steps. Akuba. Then she looked at me. She said, look into my eyes. Deliver me, Lord, Mother, Queen Mother. Then she came, touched my chest. I said, receive healing now. I said, amen. I mean, it's good. But that was not what I needed. Honestly, Indomie and tea, I would have been fine. So she held my hands. I said, get up now. Get up. You can do it. Take those steps. Take those steps. Start doing what you couldn't do before. So I said, I'm fine now. I'm fine. As I was taking those steps, I was saying in my heart, I'm done. I'm done with this relationship. To hell with this nonsense. After that experience, I stopped picking her calls. She called me, I said, I'm busy. I'll call you back. Then about a few days later, I said, I need to talk to you. That's the sweetest breakup in my life. All breakups should be like that. I did not know that thing was deep. I said, I'm done with this relationship. Say, Marco, see, Father. The Lord has been speaking to me. I like it. It's a good way to live. Good radiance. Bye-bye. I'm done. I was going back home. I was singing, oh, praise the Lord. I never felt one iota. I've never missed the sister. But later I found out I was never in it. Many people are, they are not cool. They are just never in that relationship. They've not entered. Sometimes they were trying to enter, but the person showed them some signs. They stayed outside. People can be outside the relationship for 3 years. They've not entered. They will gist to the person, tell the person what the person wants to hear. But when they look at the person, there's no connection. You can make a doctrine out of it and say, marriage is not by love. I can tell you, any marriage that you do by agape is prison. Agape, sister in the Lord. When I look at you, the only thing I feel like doing is we should pray. Abby? Say you don't have to feel anything for the person. Once God speaks, you move. Abby? We'll counsel you later. It won't be long. I promise you. Less than 6 months, you'll be back. There must be. Don't let religion bamboozle you. Don't let it. If the person who is counseling you tells you that, ask the person, was that how you married? In case the person says yes, tell the person, I'm not you. I was being counseled one day and I asked the question, do you practice what you are telling me? My wife was shocked. She said, I have to ask, do you practice it? And because I'm a very honest person, I will not tell you what I don't do. Oh, yes. Many things can numb you from connection with people. So you can be in four relationships, but you've never been in one. Never been in one. Many of you don't have ex. You only have people who are tempted to love you. Oh, yeah. Many of you don't have ex. You think you have been in five relationships. They dated themselves. Even you, you know. Even you, you know. Some people can be married and they are still not married. The husband doesn't have the care. He doesn't know. He thinks he has her, but he doesn't. or sometimes the wife. Pain numbs people. It shuts you out. So anybody who is bleeding, if care is not taken, will also bleed on others. You can't give what you don't have. You have to ask yourself a question. Can you love genuinely? Do you have the capacity to love a person? Giving your all, being vulnerable, knowing that love is you empowering the person to walk out of your life or stay. And knowing that you will be pained when they leave, and yet you choose to empower the person. Can you love? When was the last time you loved a person? I'm saying many of you have never been in a relationship before. You just don't know. Throughout that 3 years relationship, is Brother Samson and Sister Joy. Say, Brother Samson, how are you doing? Say, I'm fine. Sister Joy, did you have your morning devotion today? Say, I did. Wow. The Lord is good. Brother Samson, you won't believe. I saw this in the book of Nehemiah. And this and that. You're deceiving yourself. You are not in love. The person you claim to love, but you don't communicate. If you don't talk for 3 days, you don't miss the person. Is that love? You can use religion and Bible study to cover. The day somebody who touch your heart comes, you know you can communicate. See, I'm just not the talking type. You are not in love. Anywhere there's love, there's communication. Attention breeds affection. When attention is missing, affection dies. Say, I'm just not the talking type. You don't see, don't marry that person. Yeah, me, I'll counsel you well. Me, when I counsel people, I don't have time. Say, Apostle, myself and this girl, we don't talk for 2 weeks and I don't even miss her. Go and break it. Say, so I want to be sure if it's the will of God, my friend. Keep quiet. Go and break it. God loves you. He talks to you every day. You love God, he talks to you every day. You see the devil. Don't marry somebody you don't love to frustrate the person's life. Sometimes the final attempt to love a person is to let them go and let somebody who value them marry them. If you know you will make this person's life miserable, lose the person and let the person go. Don't ask what will people say. Don't ask. This girl is good, but you don't seem to like her genuinely. Let her go. She's somebody's prayer point and more. No, she's somebody's prayer point. Somebody will be able to fight the entire world for her. Why should you manage such a person? If you know the number of people who are married and wishing to be single, you not rush. If you know the number, and those who are secretly praying that their spouse should die because they can't divorce. Oh, if people don't believe what I'm saying. Oh, they don't believe what I'm saying. Can you imagine? A man was sick. They were running to make everything fine, this so that the man can get better. The wife called the person. Say, leave him, let him die. Say, let him die. His wallah is too much. May you not marry and regret marrying the person. You see, we don't tell ourselves the truth in church. Marriage can't be just because you saw the person in a dream. The dream must align. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Some people are saying that we never kissed in the relationship. We never touched each other, which is good. But sometimes it is not because they are holy. It's because they are not in love. Even after marriage, it is still a struggle. When he looks at the sister like this, he doesn't understand what he's saying. You brought that chastity into marriage. Your wife is there. You look at her like firewood. You can't touch her. You can't do anything. You are not moved. Don't let religion draw you there. Don't marry a spouse as a dealing from God. God was dealing with me, so he gave me this person. God wanted to deal with something in my life. So, Mr. Dealer. Be careful. Religion will make a miserable marriage out of you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Are you following what I'm saying? Even that the Jews said, marry for love. Marry for love. I once counseled a woman who is married to a billionaire. They have G-Wagons, Rolls Royce. But the man she married is a narcissist. You see, that word I just mentioned now, watch out for it. A narcissist will afflict you and still make you feel that you should be grateful you have them. The man made sure that this woman does not have one naira to her account. Anywhere she wants to go in the world, they will take her there. No personal account number. He's in charge. You want to marry a rich man? There's a rich fool too. And he's rich. Nabal was rich. You know Nabal? That guy that was foolish. Be careful. Be careful. Say it again. I have the ability to love genuinely. I have the ability to connect. My emotions are healthy. You know, religion can mask bad emotions. Just say, you know, I'm just not that kind of person. Who is the person that does not have the ability to love? At your age, you notice you are not connecting to anybody emotionally. That's a problem. Go and check. People who are in a relationship, who talk often, gist often, together, do all those things. They make better couples. Better friends make better couples. It's not about friendship. The Lord spoke to me. You are the one. Say, hey, Brother James, as I was dreaming, God showed you to me in my dream, and now I've accepted. No connection. On their wedding day, you are wondering, you know there's no synergy. As a pastor, you are shaking. Is this who this man? No synergy. I have joined people together and went backstage to cry. Went backstage, wiped my tears. Where is this going? Sometimes I've had to whisper, oh boy, if you know you are not going forward, I will defend you. Asking somebody on the wedding day, show like, come on, do you like this girl? Because it looks like we are forcing you. They say, they have bought cow. They have bought, what is cow compared to the future? Are you a cow? Don't let anybody pressure you to marry who you don't love. If he's not there, hold on. God doesn't give half package. Are you following what I'm saying? When I met my wife, June. I said, I'm going to marry you. They stop each other. You that you are gone already. Say, I'm going to marry you by November. I went to see the parents. So I like her. And I'm marrying her by November. I didn't give her room to escape. You say, okay, November, this is it. Later they beg me and say December. I say, I'll try. I'll wait. The charges must be there. Let me leave this one for Kana people, okay? Let me preach holy message now. No, that one I'll discuss with Kana people. You're not too holy for this message. let me leave with Kana people. Okay, so. So the devil wants to inflict injury on your emotions, so you find it difficult to release love. And love is life. Love is life. I gave the example of the story of David and how David could kill Uriah without even thinking because of what life had done to him also. So sometimes the mistake people make is that they live life without anticipating pain. Yes, sir. Let me explain. There is no way you will not feel pain at one point or the other. There's no way. There's no other way. There will be issues that will happen and they will be painful. You can't escape it unless you are not alive. Somebody is going to hurt you. Okay? You are going to have losses. The people you think may never live your life, one day will pick their things and say they are out. It will happen. It's just a matter of time. Mike Tyson said, if any boxer who fight long enough will be beaten. When you are in your prime, you win. If you fight longer than you should fight, they will beat you. Just a matter of time. It doesn't matter. As long as you are on the face, on the land of living, one day there will be painful situations that will make you cry. One day, so you will be bereaved. When people are getting married, they are not paying attention to the words of their oath. For better, for worse, till death do us part. Meaning that at some point in this marriage, unless the both of them die the same day, somebody is going to leave the other person. From the day of declaration, it is spelled out. That's what life is made up of. There will be disappointment. Jobs you tried to get that you didn't get. Hopes you had that was shattered. People you thought you would be with for life and they will leave you or you will leave them. Friends you think will keep and something will happen. You go separate ways. Your spouse will hurt you. You will hurt your spouse. There will be pain. In this world, you face tribulation. There's no other way. It's just a matter of when and what type. Okay? It's going to happen. So settle your mind. So what I'm trying to show you is that pain happens in life. But like I said to you last week, suffering is optional. Don't turn the pain into suffering. It becomes suffering when you are not healing. Are you with me? Are you sure? So you must settle it at the back of your mind. One day so. Something will happen that will make you cry. One day so. It's just a matter of time. And when that day comes, nothing is wrong with you. It's just life. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's just life. And life happens to all of us. I shared my story, lost my mentor, could not heal for months. I kept dropping WhatsApp messages for him. And sometimes I would drop WhatsApp messages and say, please reply, come back online. In the middle of the night. That's suffering. Because I wasn't healing. Sometimes those who suffer the most are those who can't cry immediately when things happen. They carry the pain for a long time. When others have healed, that's when they start their trauma. Just settle it at the back of your mind. Once you settle it and it happens, it becomes easy to be healed and to be helped. Okay? Usually, it becomes suffering when you feel it will never happen. In relating with people, there will be pain, including your spouse. You will hurt each other. That's the truth. One day, you will step on each other's toes, and it won't be pleasant. Okay? It's going to happen. So while you are enjoying the shawarma and the ice cream, cold stone, make sure you are putting love in reserve tank so that the day the other side, you know, when they draw love, there's one arrow that pierces. The day it is that arrow that will pierce your heart, you will have extra to serve. Are you with me? Say, I love this guy. He doesn't speak rashly to me. He can't hurt me. He's just so cool. Ah. You don't know what's going on. One day, something will happen. The humanity of the person will speak. Expect it. It is life. To be with people and not expect their humanity to speak is to lie. One day, so it will speak. And it won't be funny. So in relating with people, understand they are humans first. It doesn't matter what you think they are. Understand that people are people. And things will happen. People can change their words and their commitment. Okay? It happens. Somebody can see you today and say, "Ah, God, I swear on my mother's grave that they will never come. And I will let go of your hands from my hands. I will hold you till eternity." 2 months later, you call him. Say, "Who is this?" "Yeah, this is, don't forget, are you not in love with me anymore?" That was then. Things happen. And when people leave you, it doesn't mean something is wrong with you. They are done. Maybe their part in the story is over. Tell your neighbor, move on. Tell your neighbor again, move on. Let me tell you, one of the biggest frustrations you can give yourself is to love people who can't love you back. Or to love someone you can't have. Or to be in a love triangle. This guy said he's trying to pull out of this relationship. Then once he pulls out, then he's coming for you. Then you can't be gate man. They wait. And every time they are sharing pictures online, Valentine, they post the girl, they don't post you. I've been waiting for 2 years. Nobody has told you something is wrong with you. That's witchcraft. Leave! Leave now! And find your beer. Okay? Very important. Sometimes people complain, "I don't even want to relate to anybody anymore. This life is too painful. I don't want to relate to anybody. I don't." Relax. If you are emotionally intelligent, you will never get to that point. Okay? So I want to show you 5 common mistakes people make in relating with people that ends in pain. If you make this mistake, I promise you it will end in tears. Guaranteed. Tested and trusted. Number one, the mistake of impatience and haste. Please write that one in capital letter. Impatience and haste. That somebody chatted you up and the chat was long doesn't mean he likes you. Okay? That you chat into the night every time doesn't mean he loves you. Yes, sir. Nobody is committed to you until they have said it. And that you started dating last week does not mean he's your fiance. Meet my fiance. Person where you never said to. The block we are using to build this relationship is not even dry. You don't have to pull a roof. Somebody you met last week, how many children will we have? They've not told you that you are not fine. How many children are we going to have? Eh? Tell me. How can you be the one deciding for the man that you'll only court for a few months then marry? Man. See, once we start now, 5 months, we are married. And now you the decider. Then the fellow is still saying, "I'm trying to put this together." 1 year, you are frustrated. Haste, impatience. It doesn't matter how excited you are about a person. Take it slow so it can last. Take it slow so it can last. Take it slow so it can. Take it slow so it can. The thing is not dread. It's on WhatsApp status. My boo. They will boo you. My boo. The one that makes my heart tingle. The speed for WhatsApp upload. Some people just want a relationship so they can pepper others too. Just so they can post. And they will go through his Facebook to look for the best picture. Where it doesn't look like an Indian smoker. And pick that one and put it there. And say, "My own gift from the Lord." Who told you that you the gift? Who told you that the gift is for you? How many people did we call gifts now? Somebody has married them. If people will be patient, they will rename the person they named as spouse. It's impatience. And sometimes, in a platform like this, be patient. Know people. Know who they are. Study their values. Study their orientation. So you don't meet a path you should not meet. Observe. Observe people. Take your time. Are you with me? Some people don't like this one now. So when you get access to people, take your time, study them, observe them, evaluate their personality. Don't get too excited that you forget to take your time. Except you love pain. You will always jump into a conclusion, jump into people, and then you will meet sledgehammer all the time. And then you keep making conclusions. And these church people said, all the church people, you are the one who is not patient. You are the one who is not patient. Number two, common mistake people make in human relationship, the mistake of overrating. They overrate people. They assume people's character should be based on the gravity of their tongues. And when you overrate people, you expect too much from them. You expect them to give what they don't have to give. Are you with me? You rate them based on your perceived performances of them. That the way this guy speaks in tongues, kapo kapa, kapa, capital letter tongues, that he's going to be a benevolent person. Now he's stingy. You are confused. Sometimes, people are not bad. You are the one who is expecting too much. Study people and don't overexpect. Okay? Don't overexpect. Be emotionally smart. You don't have time dragging your emotions through Bucci mix. You know Bucci mix? Blend you every time. Every relationship with people you enter, you come back broken and battered. Take your time. Take things slow. Take things slow. And be careful of immature validation or premature validation. Be careful. Take things slow. Take things slow. Take things slow. Take things slow. Sometimes I see people online say, my father. I don't know this person. I don't know this person. Say, my father. Apostle Lazarus. One person went to post on Facebook and said, thank you, Apostle Lazarus. He just called me now to encourage me. I didn't call him. And I saw it. Why will you do that? For what kind of validation? I saw it. I don't know that person in my life till now. My father, my prophet, if I rebuke you once, will you stay? Because a father rebukes. How do you have commitment to people until they rebuke you? And there are pastors too who they are frustrated in ministry. Everybody is son and daughter. My son, my daughter. There are people that they have hundreds of contacts. If you don't post about them on their birthday, they will know. They will repost every WhatsApp status. How are you getting the time? Repost everything. And even text message, they will screenshot and post them. 250 something status. Only you. They are now offended. I did birthday. People cannot buy me a gift. Be careful of entitlement. Be careful. If you want to live long, be careful of your expectations. Maybe the last time I ever settled down to read birthday message. I can't remember what year. I don't. And I let my people know. Maybe until the day the federal one talked to me, I now check. Oh, thank you for this, that. I just get my PA. Please reply all the messages. Oh, Apostle Lazarus is a good man. He's a man. Thank you. Tomorrow now, if he change. So you're not going to pay me. I will not take the praise. The criticism has nothing on me. You are the best man in the world. A lie. Hosanna. Crucify him. When people are hailing you, watch their lips. It can change. See, I'm not saying, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying when people are praising you, they are bad. No. Okay? But I'm saying, don't get so attached to the point that you don't expect their humanity. Are you following? I'm just telling you. All right? Because if you plan to do this thing for long, you must minimize the chances for offense. Are you following what I'm saying here? I don't have anybody connected to me, maybe those who follow me, and say, post is my birthday, post my picture. I will rebuke the person, post your picture. Something wrong with you. I should bless you, that's what you need. Picture. I will not type, oh daughter, oh son. Tomorrow night, I say, no, do again. I can't they look, say. Just simple wisdom, sir. Let me add one. Beware of people who try to take advantage of your small seasons. They want to take advantage of you because they know that things are not well. Don't let any, okay, people can be of help, but don't let anybody possess you. It's witchcraft. And you too, God has used you to be a blessing to people. Don't witch hunt their lives. You know what I did for you yesterday? No. And you were not helping. You were buying the person. You're buying the person. Sometimes people just tell you, what do you need in your church? You know the kind of messages I've gotten. What? How can I sponsor your church? Sponsor. Get out of my sight. Sponsor. He who pays the piper dictates the tune. Sponsor. In this church, we don't know who gives what. We don't even know where what is coming from. Can I know that God just blesses us? August 24, 2014, 2024, this ministry will be 10 years. But as a church, we are still 5 years plus. We have only ordained leaders once. In 10 years. Once. We take our time. We don't rush. Preach, let the heavens fall. Character is different. And that one takes time to be revealed. We don't rush. After this Sunday now, if you notice on Sunday, we have to start 2 services here. No rushing. Somebody got to your church last week. Now he's the assistant pastor. You are hungry, they serve you breakfast. Why shouldn't they? Everybody in the church has a title. Prophet. Apostle. And you license people to misbehave. Rebellion is never powerful until the rebellious is close to the authority. Take your time. In relating with people, take your time with people. It takes time. There are people who don't like you. They just need your validation. Take your time. What I'm saying may look hard, but you will survive traps when you have this understanding. You will see through smoke screens. You will look at life and see it for what it is. You'll see it for what it is. And let me balance this. This in no way doesn't mean that I don't appreciate people when they appreciate me. I do. But I also know man will always be man. Simple. In all honesty, I'm grateful, but at all. In case the other one happens also, I'm grateful. The third mistake people make is the mistake of underrating people. You can't sum people up by the season you met them in. Some are at the last phase of being small. Be careful of your conclusions. Don't leave a man who is at the last phase of his smallness for the one who is at the last phase of his greatness. You will regret it. Hands will cross. Number four mistake is the mistake of assumption. People assume. Never assume people's intentions till they say it. Never assume they intend to go far with you till they say it. And if people intend to be with you for a season, respect their decisions. And make sure that when time comes to separate, the door is open for you all to come back and go in. If you are going to be in a place for a season, spell it out. Okay? You are in a ministry. You are serving as a pastor. You know God is going to call you to start yours. Spell it out. So that your leaders will not assume. Are you following what I'm saying here? Spell it out. Are you being blessed? Are you sure? All right? And when people are in your life for a season, value the moment you share. Value it. Value it. You can't keep any relationship forever. You can't. It is what God keeps that is kept. Even your children that you give birth to will one day go to their husband's house. Value every relationship when you have the opportunity to. Number five, mistake people make is the communication mistake. They either communicate what they don't mean or mean what they can't communicate. And then things go south. Okay? People either communicate what they don't mean or what they mean, they can't communicate it. And then there are issues. There are issues. Can I give you 30 seconds to ask for wisdom? Yes. Just ask for wisdom. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Now look at it. John chapter number 2, verse 23 and 24. John 2, verse 23 and 24. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew them all. There's what knowledge does. Knowledge. Knowledge. Anywhere you find knowledgeable people, they don't rush. Take time. Take time. Take time. All right? To understand the texture of a relationship. Trust is built with time. Trust is built with time. All right? Never suspect anyone that wants you to go ahead without verifying them. No, you should be verified. Even me, as your pastor, I mean, you were taking time now, checking. Say, this apostle, what is teaching? Okay, let's check. Some of you see that. Some of you want to be workers, but you are still checking. It's okay. Trust takes time. Yeah, it does. It does. Okay? Jesus did not commit himself to them because they knew their heart. Okay? Are you with me? Now, let me show you... I don't know if I'll be able to finish all this, but I'll just touch a few. Five types of pain that doesn't go in a hurry. 5 types of pain that doesn't go anywhere. Number one is the pain of losses or the pain of losing. The pain of losing. When Lazarus died, Mary was in deep anguish. Said to Jesus, if you had been here, he would not die. She was in pain. And why is the pain of losing someone so powerful? Because of the memories. The stronger the memories, the deeper the pain. The memories shared. And the consciousness of the fact that you can't improve on that memory. So it's there. Okay? Why does this pain linger? Because it hangs through the memories. It lingers because it is difficult to let go. Sometimes the first part of the pain is somebody's attempt to come into terms with the fact that you will no longer have this relationship again. Sometimes for losing somebody maybe to death, and sometimes you know that this fellow is alive, but it's gone. The pain of losses. You can't explain it. It doesn't make sense all the time. Maybe if you were counseled to choose those that should die, you probably have one or two bad people. And you wonder, why is death so cruel that we'll go after good people and take them away without any permission? And the pain is there. In the midst of grief, there is the person of the Holy Spirit trying to give you comfort. There are kind of griefs that nobody can help you with because they will never speak the language. They don't understand. I was in the hospital. I saw a woman was crying, rolling on the floor. They just given her a news. So we tried to get close to her. What happened? This woman was about maybe early 60s, a widow. Her only son had just died. How do you tell the person? And some people are very funny. You meet somebody who is grieving. You know, people don't understand the vocabulary to use, and they complicate issues. And just say, you know, the Bible says in all things you be of good cheer. What are you talking? Does this person say she doesn't understand the Bible? That's not the language. You are just insensitive. Period. If God has not given you a word, shh. There are times you don't talk first. You wait. You come to their shoes. Understand. Cry with them. Then you can come out together. Are you with me now? Don't try to lead people into denial. That's not the way to help people. It's not denial. How do you tell a woman who is past menopause that God is going to give you double what you have lost? The husband is gone. She's not marrying again. Or the Holy Ghost impregnate her. Is there a word for this person in scripture? Yes. Until you have that word, you have no word. Pray. Encourage. Don't guilt trip people when they are mourning. I'm a old you. A old wood. Do you know what it means to lose? The pain of losses. And we have questions in our hearts. Things we don't understand. Things we wish we understand. But you guys, no understanding of it. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You sit back, you look every day, you look at the pictures and ask why. Nobody will ever have the answers. There are times people ask me questions, I don't have an answer. I have my questions too. I have reasons to doubt if God is real, but I choose not to doubt. I don't know why. I want to also decide that God is cruel, but I can't. There are things that happen. You want to ask. So I understand the grief that is making you doubt his existence. The weeping endures for the night. The Bible says joy comes in the morning. So I don't know nighttime stays forever. It will come out. But it will stay as long as you hold it. Sometimes the best thing to do is to come to terms with it and let go. Cry all the tears once and just agree. It's painful, but it's part of life. And don't say, I'm a believer. It happens to unbelievers too. That you are in Jesus Christ doesn't mean he promised you you will not face tribulation. He said you will. He said you will face tribulation. He told you. Number two, the pain of separation. The pain of separation can be traumatic. Two people who probably thought they would live together for better, for worse, and now the whole thing has gone bad and they have to go separate ways. Divorce and breakup is like trying to drown a person. You are trying to pass yourself through experiences till you give the last breath of the love. You are suffocating every inch of love you ever share. And the painful thing about separation is that there are dead people who are walking around. You keep seeing them. Even when you block the person, somebody will share the person's picture on your birthday. And if you have children together, the fellow will come and ask for the children. You are seeing each other. Every time you talk, a measure of pain is there. Before you divorce, know that that's the consequence. One of these days, I'll teach about divorce and remarriage. But understand that it doesn't matter how happy you are in your new marriage. As long as you have issues together, it will always come out. It's like the corpse that the leg keep coming out. It doesn't go. Don't let anybody deceive you. You were married, you didn't date. Every now and then, particularly when there are children involved, it will always pop out. So before you think it is greener on the other side, think again. And there are times to leave people because they will kill you. Let's balance it. Is that clear? Sometimes that pain of separating from someone you've not let go. Number three, it's the pain of disappointment. This comes when you have expectation, but what you get is not in line with the expectation. It's painful. Are you with me? And sometimes these things don't go in a hurry. You see, what you will do with that baggage, all right, I'm going to show you. But I'll teach you a formula. The more you allow a pain linger, the more painful it becomes. Are you with me? The more you allow it linger, the more painful. The things you should have dealt with now, if you leave it for tomorrow, it becomes more painful. So there are things you face now. I read a book by Brian Tracy, Eat That Frog, about doing the difficult things on time. Sometimes you just have to put your mind together. Agree. This is it. All right? Amen. Is somebody still with me in church? Let me show you a scripture, then I wrap up. Are you being blessed? Are you sure? Now look at this scripture together. We're going to read in King James, then we read in Message. Matthew 11, 28 to 29. Matthew chapter number 11, 28 to 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes? 29 now. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. Can you give me this in Message translation? Give me Message translation. Look at it. Start from verse 28. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion, come to me. Get away with me, and you will recover what? Your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Verse 29. Quickly. Walk with me, and walk with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced
Rhythm of grace. There is the unforced rhythm. It is not forced. You are not trying to force it. That comes in the place of intimacy. Listen to what I'm saying. No amount of therapy can take away what intimacy should take away. Nobody can ever replace the Holy Spirit. Nobody can. It doesn't matter what they say to suit your soul. There is something that only the Holy Ghost knows you better to say it. In the place of relating with you, it gives you strength. He infuses you with strength. He knows your every need. It is not scam. It is not cunning device fables when we relate with God. He helps our infirmities. He carries it for us. We take our load and baggage and know we can't survive with them and drop it at his feet. And trust him to help us. The grief, the pain, the tears, the disappointment. Tell him he hears. The issue is that people want to get out of a life of pain without the Holy Spirit. How? He's the comforter. He's your helper. Nobody can take his role in your life. Nobody can. And sometimes the best thing to do is to say, you know what? I yield this thing to you. I'm no longer in charge. I can't take control anymore. Can I lead us to do that in a minute? Say, I yield my emotions to you. I yield my pain to you. I yield my thoughts, my thinking, my heart to you. My every disappointment, I yield them to you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. My confusions, my anxiety. I acknowledge my limitation. I'm not trying to claim to be anything that I'm not. I acknowledge. I know myself. I'm not as strong as people think. I know. I yield everything to you. My confusions, my doubts, I yield them to you. Please do so now. Do so now. Do so. Oh, yes. I yield them to you. My every disappointment, the baggages I've been carrying, I yield them to you. Oh yes. Now listen. Amen. As we pray and yield it to him, it practically lifts our bodies. It does. Practically. Don't conclude it does not until you have prayed. It does. I would have loved to show you that there are four destinations of pain. The fourth destination is that every pain seeks to become an education. I'm going to show you that on Sunday. So that we will now school people and then make it an institution. And then we legalize it. Are you following what I'm saying? There might be things that have made you question. Is God real? Is he really real? And he watched my mother go through this. What kind of God is that? But I'm showing you his word now. He said you should come. All of you that are carrying loads and burdens, including pastors. As a pastor, you can be carrying. You are dying, but you are still dispensing. He said, come. We must all know how to come boldly to the throne of grace. Don't feel that you have disappointed because you are in pain. No, he wants to help you carry it. Are you following what I'm saying?
Don't feel the things I've done, things I've said again. He's not, I'm telling you now, all he's ever doing, he's saying what? Come. The father of the prodigal son is not better than God. When the boy came back, he opened his arm. He's been waiting. Are you following what I'm saying here? What he's saying is what? Come. Hey, I'm too dirty. I'm bad. You know what I've done? This pain has led me. I've broken people's heart. I've slept with girls. Come. You are laboring. You are carrying every load. He said, come to me. That's what he's always saying. And that doesn't mean when you come, you will get your answers. But peace you will find. Many of the answers may never come till we see him face to face. And that is what it means to live a life of faith. We have questions, but yet trust in him. They look at you and say, well, all the days you are serving God, say, even me too, I don't understand. But though he slay me, I will still follow him. Don't let anybody deceive you that because we are Christians, our life naturally should be better than the rest. Now lie. They will still have things to show that we don't have. And we don't have answers. You are serving God. I'm telling you, those who are cutting corners, and they will not catch them. They will not. If you think what to pacify you is that one day to crash, 10 years, 20 years, they are still going. But the Bible said, don't envy the prosperity of the wicked. They are here today and gone tomorrow. Their money can develop wings and fly. Focus on your own business. Is that okay now? It doesn't matter what the load is. What did he say? Come. I have questions. So if you think I'm a teacher, I have questions. When I get to that direction, I will jump. The day I see him face to face, I will ask my questions. But till then, I choose to walk the life of faith, casting my cares upon him every day, for he cares for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands where you are seated and say, Lord, I receive your peace. For your peace you give to me, not as the world gives, I receive it. And if you have been disappointed, you've been broken, battered, maybe in the place of strength, you've seen wisdom, probably mistakes you have made. Oh, yes. Now I see it. I see it. I receive your peace. I receive your peace. I receive your peace. I receive your peace. Oh, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Welcome to an encounter with the Spirit, Word, and Prayer. Through the prolific apostolic and teaching ministry of Apostle Femi Lazarus, lead pastor of Sphere of Life Church Global. It is his vision to raise God's end time arms.
God has not called you to prove you are the best. He has not. As a leader, you are a broker of gifts and talent.
So, brace up for an experience.